The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hey, what's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge in 5. More best bets for the night in sports as we get to the end of August. Now, we have no time to waste here on the show. However, we are really starting to ramp up what we do here at the brand. Only, 9 days before the start of the NFL season. So we want you to participate with us. We're once again doing our Pick'em League this year. The QR code is on the league to join on the right. Then there is no cost for the league. What we are asking, though, you know, here our charity of choice, because we love the kids, St. Jude. If you want to donate, we encourage you to. If you want to participate, again, there is no fee, but that's what we're doing this year to pay it forward. Those kids, those families, they never see a bill. They never see a bill. It's on us. It's on us. All right, let's bring in the stars of the show. And today I got Johnny B, and I got prop stars front and center. So where are we going to start? We're going to start with the K-prop of the afternoon. Alex, you're up.
Coach, we're back in the K-prop streets. We're going George Kirby over 5.5 strikeouts. Seattle Mariners rookie. He's had an excellent rookie season for the Mariners, who have also played very well. He's averaging 5.66 strikeouts per game. However, his strikeout numbers don't really jump off of the page, but I've loved what I've seen over him over his last 5 starts. He's averaging 7.25 strikeouts over that span. He's eclipsed his line in 4 of those 5 games as well. He gets a very friendly matchup versus the Tigers. They're striking out 8.79 times per game. They have a 25.1% K rate versus opposing righties. That's the 5th highest mark in the major leagues. My model has them at 6.58. You can still find this hovering around even odds, which I also love as well. That's why I like George Kirby over 5.5 strikeouts. I think if he gets the 90 pitches, that's the magic number, coach. 90 pitches, he's going to eclipse this line.
And for those people not paying attention at the top of the take, George Kirby plays for
Seattle Mariners.
Seattle Mariners. Thank you very much. Now, Joe in the chat says, prop stars and coach double duty today. Joe, don't you know by now? And every time I say, hey, prop stars, can you? Hey, prop stars, will you? What do you always say to me, Alex?
The answer is always yes, coach.
It's always yes. And he says, I was built for this. It's what I do. We grind every single day, 24-7, double duty. It's all one job. It's all one job. Now, if you're going to cash with the coach, we've got 2 plays from earlier today. Just 1 play. I'm tired of forcing baseball plays. Tired of forcing them. But late night tonight, I like Padres Giants. I like when you have a good pitching matchup. The over-under number comes down, and it's a interdivision rivalry. So we're going to go over 7.5, and I believe it's only -101. We've got Snell and Webb. Normally you say, hey, that's a really good pitching matchup. Last time, they both got rocked. These are 2 teams that know these 2 pitchers. We're sailing to the over today. All right, Johnny B, you've got Maestro spot. Bring us home.
Let's do it, coach. I got 2 plays today. So my first play, we're going with the Guardians on the money line against the Orioles. Cal Quantrill has been on a roll lately. He's 3-0 with a 2.25 ERA in August. He didn't allow an earned run in 3 of his 5 starts. He goes up against Spencer Watkins for the Orioles. He struggled a bit more in August. He's 1-3 with a 3.81 ERA. However, he's not much of a strikeout pitcher. He pitches to contact, and the Guardians do not strike out much at all. They're the best team in the league at avoiding strikeouts. The Guardians also have the best bullpen in the league since the trade deadline, while the Orioles are ranked 17th. So I like the Guardians there. And my second play, Tigers first 5 plus 0.5 runs, -105 against the Mariners. I usually stay away from these plays, but we're going to go for it today. The Tigers have been sneakily playing very well lately. They've won 5 of their last 7 games. Matt Manning's also starting today. He's allowed just 2 runs in 26 innings pitched at home this season. George Kirby has been great for the Mariners. He's a strike thrower. I do like the prop that Prop Stars gave because of that. But the Tigers are at a massive bullpen disadvantage here. The Mariners are ranked third in the league since the trade deadline, while the Tigers rank 27th. So that's why I'm playing them on the first five here.
All right, very good. Very, very good. Now, the reason I'm laughing is because Joe in the chat says, what is he wearing? Where'd you get that shirt today, Johnny? Where'd you get that shirt today?
AB actually asked me the same thing. It's Pit Viper. My best friend is a sponsor for Pit Viper, so he sent it to me.
Oh, very cool. Very cool, man. I tell you what.
Everybody buy Pit Viper.
If we put you side by side 6 months ago and the way you look now, I'm thinking maybe you've got a new lady. Maybe you've got or you're out on the streets. Maybe in the same K-prop streets that Alex was talking about. By the way, Alex, you see in the chat, this guy says, I got my wrong mouse here. He says, in the K-prop streets, you're a triple OG. Alex, is what he says. That's what they call it, triple OG.
Yes,
and it's
sir.
Not lost on me that the bots are back because AB is producing.
Shout out to the bots.
Shout out to the bots. There's our quick recap screen. We only do it for a few seconds because this is only a five-minute show. So with that being said, there's only one thing left to do. We can even have fun in 5 minutes. Damn it, it can happen. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, I love them all. Prop Stars. Johnny B at the club, AB on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. We're here every single day, two times a day. We're getting ready to expand. That's all I can tell you, but you're going to love it. You're going to love it at home. I am the coach. This is the Early Edge, and sometimes we do it in five. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.